TKPN Pageant Cast Episode 189. Today on the Pageant Cast, Nicole Kampke. She's Miss Illinois Galaxy 2009.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Christina Hughes, Miss Connecticut USA 1998, and you are listening to the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Welcome so much to this week's Pageant Cast. We got a great show lined up for you, and I have a special announcement. If everything goes well, if everything goes as it should be, we will have another program on Friday. That's right, we're going to put out two shows this week. I am insane, and I'm starting way behind on my recording schedule. I should have been where I'm right now about 5 hours ago, but I had a great time talking to a few folks today. I'm really far behind, so I'm going to have to crank if I'm going to get both of these shows out. Now, who's going to be on the show coming out on Friday? I'm not going to tell you right now. And I'm not saying that we're going to be doing Friday shows through the summer like we did last summer, because quite frankly, that just about killed me. But I'll tell you some of the people that are coming up here on the Pageant Cast. We have Lisa Harrigan, Miss Earth Calgary 2008, coming soon. We have Megan Corlin. She is the ANSO, that's American National Teenager Scholarship Organization. She's the ANSO National Miss 2009. We have Amaris Acosta. She's Miss New York Galaxy 2009, coming soon. We have Lane Berry. She's Mrs. International 2008, coming to the show. Also coming to the show, Jamila de Gaxiola, our Miss Cuba 2009. And Juanita Ingram, she's Mrs. Midwest U.S. Beauties 2009. As you can tell, those are the ones I have on tape, and I have a bunch more scheduled. I am really behind, so I'm probably going to try to do some two-show weeks. Don't know if I'm always going to do it, because quite frankly, we all know how slovenly we are here at this office. And by we, I mean me. Okay, also, today on the show, we have Nicole Kampke. She's Miss Illinois Galaxy 2009. We're really looking forward to sharing that interview with you. She drove all the way up here to beautiful Muskego, Wisconsin, to record that interview here in TKPN Studios. Also, we're going to have a quick look at Miss Wisconsin 2009 on today's show. Now, I am not going to put a news segment in this show. I'm going to try to save that for Friday's show. We'll see if that works. We'll see if I do it. But that's the current plan, so that we can keep these shows just a little bit balanced. So, let's get things started here on the Pageant Cast. TKPNPodcast.com. Well, this next bit that we recorded, that we're putting in today's show, I recorded with a good friend of the show, Melanie Kokla, and she is the Beauties of America Wisconsin 40s contestant this year. We went to the Miss Wisconsin pageant this year together, and it was a great time. Now, what you're about to hear, we recorded before the show, so why don't we go into that, and then I'll tell you a little bit more after this news clip. Okay, let's go to what they call an actuality. Let's go to the actuality.
Hi, this is Tim Kretschmann from the Pageant Cast, and I'm sitting next to
Melanie Chalka, Wisconsin's 40s from Beauties of America.
And what are we about to see, Melanie?
We are about to see the 2009 Miss Wisconsin pageant.
And it's beautiful tonight. They have a great background for this year. They really integrated a video type concept in the back of their set. I like their set. It's probably one of the better sets they've had in a few years. Lots of lights. A lot of glamour here tonight, wouldn't you say?
That's what I was just saying, how beautiful all the ladies look. And the gentlemen have stepped it up to keep up with the women.
Well, except for me, but we'll leave that one alone. So looking at all these gowns, have you gotten any ideas?
Well, sure, you always get fashion tips whenever you come out to a wonderful event like this.
Now, I guess you're looking forward to competing in Myrtle Beach for your fantastic pageant coming up in August, isn't that right?
That is correct, Tim. I am so looking forward to getting out to Myrtle Beach again. It's been so many years, so it's going to be a great, great weekend and a great venue out in Myrtle Beach.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to this because, quite frankly, we're here to cheer our heads off for the Miss Wisconsin pageant, Miss America system, of course, here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin tonight.
Go Wisconsin!
All right.
And we're back. And yes, that was Melanie Choka, Beauties of America, Wisconsin 40s. And we went up to the Miss Wisconsin. The entire show was themed after Xanadu, the movie and the Broadway musical. Now, they used a lot of the Broadway musical soundtrack, I think, for their choreography. I grew up on the Xanadu CD. Actually, CD. It was a vinyl record. I played the vinyl record, and I remember Jeff Lynne was on one side, and whoever wrote music for Olivia Newton-John did the other side. And it was a great record. We pretty well burned that sucker completely out. Before you could burn CDs, you could burn out a vinyl record just by playing it too much. And there was something about All Over the World that we needed to hear over and over and over again. But they did a great job, and it was a really strong year for competition. I was really wowed at how strong the competition was this year. The swimsuit competition, all the ladies were in fantastic shape, really had nice walks. It was a great time watching that competition. We had musical breaks by Brianna Lepore, who is our current, well, now no longer our current Miss Wisconsin. She was at the time of the program. Walk right into a verbal trap, Tim. But she sang. Our MC, who did a fantastic job, she played a trio of trumpets. They played a song that I love, Bugler's Holiday, did a great job with that. I do have one point of criticism, and I do have to point this out because it kind of leads me to something else. I got to Miss Wisconsin, and I was told by people that Miss Wisconsin was being streamed. In fact, the prelims were supposedly streamed out on the Northwestern newspaper website. Now, I got a link to that out on, not on the show notes, but you can find it on pageantcast.com. We have a link directly to where the archived version, which I think is only an hour, and it seems kind of random to me, but of the pageant that they put together. However, that streaming, I knew nothing about. And a lot of people were kind of ripping on me and saying, oh, I thought you knew about this stuff. Well, I checked. I got home and I checked. I got on Google. I went on Bing.com, the news search engine. Went on all these things. The Miss Wisconsin website itself as well, no word about streaming. You had to actually go to the Northwestern newspaper to learn about it. Or, oddly enough, the Miss Oshkosh website. Now, I should have known that because a lot of folks that run Miss Wisconsin also do Miss Oshkosh. And they actually update the Miss Oshkosh website quite a bit more than they do the Miss Wisconsin website. But, really, you expected people to find it over on the Miss Oshkosh site? That isn't the greatest promotions, folks. And I'm not ripping on Miss Wisconsin itself, but it's something about pageantry where folks actually believe that because they know it, they're in pageants, everybody must know about it. That the narcissism is that strong that if I know it and I'm in pageants, everybody in pageantry knows about this. I don't need to tell anybody. We can keep this a big secret. Not true. You need to promote things. You need to get the links out. You need to send out a press release, or folks aren't going to know about it. And what good did streaming this do if nobody outside the city limits of Oshkosh could watch this state pageant? Doesn't make sense to me at all. Doesn't make sense to me at all. Particularly since the folks that are probably most likely to tune into that sort of experience aren't in Oshkosh, because they can just pay a couple of bucks and go see the pageant live. Trust me, that is not the best experience, watching that pageant in low res being streamed. I could stand about 10 minutes of it, you know, but if it was the only thing available, darn right, I would have been watching it. And certainly folks in Ohio that would like to watch it. I know I had a blast last year watching Miss Ohio being streamed. Or was it 2 years ago? But I loved it. You got to let folks know when you do stuff like that. So any people that would like to send me news information, like, oh, gee, if you're streaming your pageant, if you're doing anything with your pageant on the internet, or you got a new prize package, something like that, send it to me at pageantcast@gmail.com. And I am currently in the process of trying to find some regional correspondents. We already have a few that are going to help me put together some of this, quote, word of mouth type stuff to help you directors out, because some of you need help promoting your own event, or you just don't know how to get it to where it needs to be. So let us know, pageantcast@gmail.com. Now, that's the end of my rant. And again, I'm not being overly critical of Miss Wisconsin itself. There are probably 40 states in the country that have streamed pageants. This is like a big trend. And those news articles just aren't out there, ladies and gentlemen. I have so many web searches going on. I get literally hundreds and hundreds of stories that I sift through. And I'm telling you, there's no web streaming stories about pageants. They're just not getting out there. You got to do something else, however, to promote it. Congratulations to Christina Smaby. She is our new Miss Wisconsin 2009. She's a wonderful young lady, and I actually know that from firsthand experience. I was one of the judges for her when she went up in 2008 for Miss Wisconsin. She was Miss Prairie Shores, if memory serves me. Miss Prairie Shores 2008, and she went up there and competed and did quite well at Miss Wisconsin. But I guess this was the fourth time. Fourth time was a charm for Christina, and she just absolutely wowed everybody that night. Did a fantastic job with her performance. And that talent, I can tell you, is part of the streaming archive. Catch it as soon as you can, because I don't know how long they're going to have it out there. But Christina did an absolutely wonderful job, and congratulations to her, our Miss Wisconsin 2009. We are going to work on trying to get Christina here on the Pageant Cast.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and right here in the fabulous TKPN studios, which is kind of hard to find sometimes, we have Nikki Kapke, Miss Illinois Galaxy 2009. How are you doing, Nikki?
I'm good now that I'm here.
Yeah, it took a little while, but you did find it eventually. We had a wonderful talk on the cell phone, though, while
yeah,
you were driving
along. Yeah, we caught up on the way drive, yes.
I gave you kind of a tour of Muskego.
Very nice tour, thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that you can see all that wonderful trailer park life as you drive through downtown Muskego. Nah, it's not that bad.
No, it's actually a really nice drive.
Yeah, well, okay. She's doing her best to make Muskego sound good. Don't worry, we don't have a tourist industry. There's nothing to say. So, how have you been doing since we last talked? Last time I saw you, somebody was placing a crown on your head in Dixon, Illinois.
That's right. I was competing for my title, Miss Illinois Galaxy 2009, and it's been very busy. It's been a whirlwind, honestly.
And I heard the MC at that event was fantastic.
He was. You know, yeah. I should get his number and see what he's up to these days.
Yeah, you should. You definitely should. Well, Nikki, one of the things I want to talk to you about is some of the causes that you've been involved in.
Because there
are many. You've been involved in a lot of pageants. So let's, for those of you that haven't heard,
that's like an understatement.
Your previous appearances on the show, which I think you're just about the most appearances on this show of anybody.
Really?
Yeah, because we interviewed you in Chicago at International. That's where I met you.
Right, I was Miss Illinois International 2006.
Yeah, that was the first time she stole my heart. Then there was your
07
Midwest.
Miss Midwest International 2007.
And now you're here as Illinois, but you've been involved in a lot of other things as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, you missed the part when I came here for the first time. In your station as Miss Midwest Galaxy 2008.
That's, yes.
Before Nationals.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay, yeah. So it's been a lot of time since you've been on the show.
A lot of crowns, a lot of titles. Yeah. Can't always place my life based on those. But yeah, I'm involved in many different communities and organizations, and they keep me busy.
Okay. Which ones are you promoting for this particular pageant? Any in particular that you're pushing?
Well, they're always cancer related.
Okay.
Going on 11 years now, promoting cancer awareness, education, and support. Always with Susan G. Komen, always with Johnny Immerman, who is the founder of Immerman Angels.
Okay.
Bare Necessities Pediatric Cancer. Also, Why Me, who is now known as Network of Strength, the American Cancer.
Okay. So, okay, we have to get to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I know what you're going to ask. It's okay.
She does know what I'm going to ask. So how was The Bachelor?
Oh, The Bachelor. It was actually a really great experience. Okay. It was a hard hit to reality when I got back home, but it was good. I don't regret one moment of it other than the fact of crying all the time because it's a very emotional experience. But it was good. Jason was a wonderful man who I'm glad to now be friends with. Mm-hmm. And all of the girls, honestly, we were really good friends. Molly and Jason were just up here 2 weeks ago. I'm going to visit Erica and Shannon after Nationals in August. I talked to Naomi and Melissa and Jillian. I mean, everyone is amazing, and I'm glad that we're all friends. And now I'm just looking for Mr. Right still.
Do you feel the show portrayed you accurately? I mean, do you dust with your tiara on?
No. See, that's what's funny is, like, when we did that piece or whatever you call
right.
it, we had to shoot my hometown type of information, and
right.
they just want to stay in the apartment because we had really terrible weather that day, which typical Chicago.
Yeah.
And they had my family come in, so while my sister's on her way with the little ones, they're like, okay, let's just do something fun. I'm like, okay, great. So here's my shrine of, you know, pageantry, which is my sport, and showing them family portraits and so forth. And then the girls show up, so they're like, okay, great, since it's cold outside, why don't we have you and the girls pretend to play dress up? So we had my nieces dress up in my gowns and my crowns and
right.
just little girl stuff, nothing like kiddie pageant, because I'm anti-kiddie pageant. But the girls just wanted play dress up, and then they're like, okay, great, now that we did the girls, why don't we have you put on your crown and sash? I'm like, do I really have to? Why don't you dust while you do it? I'm like, well, I don't do that every day. They're like, oh, it'd be fun, come on, just do it for once. I'm like, fine, but you promise not to use it, right? They're like, oh yeah, we won't use it. And it's in the promo commercial for like four weeks.
Right, exactly.
No, they didn't. I don't believe they portrayed me accurately, because I am very serious. I am, you know, nurturing, but I have a fun, silly side, and they didn't explain why I have that phobia of singing, which is also pageant-related, and to an extent it was me, but other points, no. We had a cancer date for Keep Abreast, and we had to have mold busted.
Yes.
And that was a lot of fun, but when Jason and I had one-on-one time talking to each other, and we talked about our families. So when they showed it on TV, they didn't show any of that. They made it look like I had nothing to say and they're playing crickets in the background.
Right.
So that was the extent of it.
You know, I got to say, if you're going to do a reality show, the first sound effect you got to go by is crickets.
Crickets.
You have to. That and the, what is it, the scratching record thing?
I got that too.
You know,
yep,
yeah.
They did that to me too, the kissing scene.
Yes.
Yeah, because I leaned in to kiss the side of his cheek, like, as we got up to go goodbye, and he, like, stopped me to kiss me, and then they did the, I was like, Come on. Do I always have to get the weird sound bites? Can't I just be normal?
No, they give them to everybody. They're equal opportunity. Hey, we got to take a quick pause. We'll be back with more with Nikki Kapke. She's Miss Illinois Galaxy 2009. Episode 200 is coming soon of the Pageant Cast, and we would like you, that's right, you, to be a big part of that program. Send in your telephone calls now at 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908. If you give us a congratulations on your 200th episode, we will save it and we will play it for the 200th episode of the Pageant Cast. We hope to hear from you. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave voicemail and comments for Tim and the Pageant Cast. Call 414-517-4908 and let Tim know what you think of the show. This is Amaris Acosta, Miss New York Galaxy 2009, wishing you TR dreams.
Diamond.com and Ice.com are dedicated to creating the finest jewelry collections with specially selected gemstones, pearls, and precious metals from around the globe. Their fabulous accessories are exemplary of meticulous craftsmanship, a flair for design, and a keen ability to keep up with current trends. As one of the leading online retailers today, they are committed to providing you with outstanding service, as well as the best value, quality, and selection of fine jewelry available online. With a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee, easy payment plans, secure shopping, and free return shipping, they offer the highest quality shopping experience on the internet. Choose from an array of stylish rings, pendants, necklaces, earrings, and bracelets, and accessorize your wardrobe at sensational prices. Check it out now, and we have a very special offer for listeners here of the Pageant Cast. If you place an order during our campaign and enter the code ACPAG on ice.com, or if you use ADPAG on diamond.com, you'll receive a 20%, not a 10%, a 20% discount on your order. Now, you can see the Pageant Cast website for details and links. Just go to the Discounts tab. When you prepare for your next pageant, if you're competing or you're just cheering somebody on, check out diamond.com and ice.com for the best in jewelry and a fantastic discount. Diamond.com and ice.com. This next song comes to us from the Monterey International Pop Festival, which has a number of tunes out on the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. This artist is Jefferson Airplane. I know you've heard of them. And the name of this song is Somebody to Love.
I'd like to introduce a perfect example of what the world's coming to. It's Jefferson Airplane, some friends.
Somebody to love, you better find somebody.
We're back with the lovely and talented Nikki Kapke. She's Miss Illinois Galaxy 2009. She's going to be traveling to Tampa to compete at the International Pageant. New location for the Galaxy Pageants. Are you looking forward to it?
I am. I've never been to Tampa, so I'm very curious to see how the weather holds up on all these pageant girls.
Yeah, now do you have that high humidity hairstyling stuff available to you? You're ready to go?
You would think living in Chicago I'd have the hair down by now, but yeah. No. Like, my best friend calls my hair Mufasa because it has a mind of its own and it like froze out in this big lion's mane.
Well, I remember going to Galaxy last year and was a little bit later in July, but it was
very humid.
Hot and humid, and I'm a... let's say I could stand to lose 50 or 60 pounds. And when I go outside in that thing, I was like sweating within 2 minutes.
Like
it was unbelievable.
Waft of heat the minute you walked outside of the hotel.
People actually went into saunas because it was refreshing. it was unbelievable.
And it rained.
But only for a couple of minutes, and it would hit the concrete and start steam.
It did, actually.
It was ridiculous down there. And I know, and I have certainly a very short hairstyle. I remember my hair going all 50 directions at once. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. I said, it was almost like they were testing you. Can you put up with this?
Oh, it was funny because you had to cut through the pool outside area to get to your hotel room every time there was a segment in between competition. So just when you thought you had it tamed down, literally, you have to go back out and poof.
Yeah, and that was the best part. It was like 90 degrees every day. And then it came time to shoot the swimsuit. And that's when it rained.
That's when it rained, and we had to go inside.
Yeah,
and then everybody had to be inside. Because it's like 40 degrees in air conditioning.
Right. I mean, and I was enjoying every minute of the swimsuit photo shoot. You know, I'm having a great time, and I am seeing lips turn blue because they had just come in from the rain, and now it's in the air conditioning. And it was like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But you can't do anything about Florida weather.
No, you have to adapt to what's given to you.
Do you think that was part of the test? It was part of the test, right?
Secretly, I think it was, to see if you can adapt to, you know, weather conditions, what your year could be like. You have to adjust to change.
Yeah. So, tell me, what keeps you coming back to pageantry? Because you seem to just be the comeback kid. You're always coming back. Yeah, a new state title every time I meet you. So why do you keep coming back to pageants?
Honestly, one, it's like my sport. You know, guys have football or baseball or basketball or soccer, you know.
Or if they like real sports, ultimate fighting. But okay, yes.
But it's something that I'm good at, I excel in, and it's a chance to meet new girls and see friends that I've gotten to know over the years. And, you know, it's another outlet to promote my platform with cancer organizations. It's just something that I really, really enjoy. And last year, after placing fourth runner-up at Galaxy as Miss Midwest, I'm just like, I'm done. That's the highest I've ever going to get at a national pageant. I'm really happy with it. And then The Bachelor came along. I'm like, okay, I'm really done. And then, you know, a couple of whispers in my ear, like, you got to do it one more time. Like, fine. So it's just like The Godfather. It's like, you know, just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. And now I'm back. And
now you're channeling Pacino. Okay. Well, why don't you take up something safe like skydiving?
It's far less dangerous than walking around in 5-inch heels.
You really put your whole heart into this every time you compete.
I do. I always prepare myself for that moment that someone else is, you know, better suited for that year. Mm-hmm. But I never put it past myself to be the best you can be that year. You're representing a lot of different types of people within your community, and they look up to you. So I take it with a grain of salt and put my best foot forward, and whatever other cliche I can put, you know, into terms.
Exactly. Now, do you find when you're doing an appearance as Galaxy title holder, are people noticing you for the Galaxy title, or are they saying, that's Nikki, and I know she can't sing from The Bachelor? Or are they bringing stuff up like that, or what are you recognized for these days?
It's funny, like, folks that have known me within the pageant system, year after year I come back at certain organizations' functions. They're like, oh, you're Miss Illinois last year. Oh, you're Miss Midwest the previous year. Then they remember me. But more and more women, more than anything, especially the women my age or moms of the girls I'm there to, you know, speak to, they're like, can we ask you a question? Are you Nikki from The Bachelor? Or what's Jason like? Or, you know, what's the show like? They never bring up the singing thing, thank goodness. And I can sing. It's just the phobia of singing in front of people I know. Like, I couldn't sing in front of you now that we're friends. I can't. It's just there's fog that comes over and phobia
and
strikes
I would
in.
Never ask you.
No, I know. Thank goodness. Thank you. No, but I get more so recognized now because of the show, which actually is a good catalyst for the pageant because then people are like, oh, that's Nikki from The Bachelor. She's Miss Illinois Galaxy. Let's bring her in. So it helps.
Okay. That's fantastic. Yeah. Hey, we're just about out of time.
Really?
Yes, I know. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll be back again. Is there anything you'd like to let the listeners at a pageant cast know before I have to cut you loose?
Oh, darn. Definitely. Just that, you know, pageantry is a long line of tradition, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And anyone that wants to participate and be a part of that tradition in any sort of way and wants some words of wisdom or advice, please look me up because I've done them all and know all there is. And again, it's my sport, so I could list off, you know, former Miss of any division and tell you where she's from, what her talent was. So I'm pretty much the encyclopedia of pageantry.
And we have tested her off the air, and it's kind of Rain Man-esque. It's very frightening, and I would not bet against you, that's for sure,
not
if I was
world.
In Vegas. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, Nikki. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks for finding the place.
Finally. Thank you so much for your help.
All right. That's Nikki Kamke. She's Miss Illinois Galaxy 2009. Thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's pageant season, and the pageant cast is getting on the road again. I'm traveling to Chicago, Illinois, well, Skokie, during the Teen Miss and Mrs. International pageants on the weekends of July 17th and 18th and July 23rd through 25th. We hope to record lots of interviews and maybe do another live show that weekend, so keep an eye on thepageantcast.com for details. More than anything, though, we want to connect with you, the listeners of the Pageant Cast. If you live or are planning to visit the Chicago area during the international pageants, come over and say hi. You can call me at 414-517-4908 to find out exactly where I'll be, and we can try to meet up. Hope to see you in Chicago the last 2 weekends of July for the international pageants.
Carmen Tyler with the Carmen Cast and the KT Vocal Studio. Have you ever wanted to learn to sing or improve upon your singing ability, but were too embarrassed to go to a vocal coach or teacher? Well, I offer webcam lessons where you can take voice lessons in the privacy of your own home. And right now, if you let me know that you heard my advertisement on the Pageant Cast, you will get 25% off each lesson when you purchase 2 lessons at one time. That's 2 one-hour lessons for $75. All you need is an internet connection and a good web camera. For more information on me and my studio, simply go to studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmyntyler.com or leave me a message at 206-337-1578.
PageantCast. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in today. Remember, we may or may not have a show this Friday, and we're looking forward to having all of you tune in for that Friday program. But don't worry if you miss it. It's out there on the web forever. We never take anything down. It's kind of like if you know a teenager that still has some of those stupid posters on their wall, and you know they're not age appropriate anymore, and they still won't take it down. Just like that. That's us. We are completely not age appropriate. We are the Pageant Cast. So glad that you could join us today. And hope that you tune in on Tuesday. This is the Tuesday show. Hope you tune in on Friday for our special show if we actually get it done in time. Okay. So thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. And I hope you enjoyed today's program with Nicole Kamke, known for her stint on The Bachelor and having a number of pageant titles. Her current one, Miss Illinois Galaxy 2009, and she'll be competing down there in Tampa for the coveted crown and the incredibly heavy crown of Miss Galaxy this year in just a couple of weeks. Now, all the big pageants are coming in the next couple of weeks here. This summer, it hasn't even really started here in Wisconsin. We just started getting some decent weather here, and we're knee-deep in it in pageant season, as you heard from our Miss Wisconsin clip from earlier in today's show. So that's all I have. I hope you stay subscribed to our show and keep tuned in all the time, particularly in the summer here where we may or may not do two shows a week. You want to stay subscribed so the new show always shows up in your iTunes or your other podcatcher that you may use. So until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.